listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. Shaquille O'Neal keeps getting shows. Somebody really likes this guy. But he's funny. He's a funny dude, right? And most days, he keeps fans laughing. So it only makes sense that True TV would give him the clip show Upload with Shaquille O'Neal. It airs 10:30 p.m. Thursdays on True TV. I had a chance to talk to Shaquille O'Neal. I think I can call him Shaq, right? I'm just going to call him Shaq. I got a chance to talk to Shaq about the show, what made him want to do the show, and sort of what viewers can expect when they tune in. Check it out.
Fascinating. Have you been injured in a video? Did an animal try to make you its bitch? Did your girlfriend put butter on your bathroom floor? Why is she still your girlfriend? Do you have beef with a folding chair? Do you live in Russia? If you're asking yourself these questions, I can get you paid. I have no idea how the law works, but I'm 7'1" and I kick ass. You need my help? Call the number on the screen. Shaquille O'Neal, attorney at law. I fight for the little man. That's you.
Think you've got a case? Ready for 7 feet of justice? Submit your clips to uploadwithshaq.com.
Have you ever thought about doing stand-up? Because you were really funny in that attorney spoof thing that they had on the show.
You know what? I think I could do it, but I'm nervous because I see a lot of comedians that go up there, and then I know it's all about their first joke. If their first joke don't go, I'm always afraid if their first joke don't go, I'll have a bomb. I don't really like the bomb. I'm like one of those fake comedians that, like, if I tell a joke and people laugh, I think that I'm good. So, like, I do one joke and then I'll stop. So people will say, you know, oh, Shaq's funny.
Yeah. Do you feel like a lot of times you get kind of stuck playing the straight guy, or is that's just part of course?
Well, I just didn't want to, you know, try to do too much against the professionals. I was more like the host. I just wanted them to, you know, do what they do.
Mm-hmm. And so on this episode, on the pilot episode that I saw, Vince Carter and Lonnie Love are on there. Who else are we going to see later on in the season?
I can't tell you. We got a lot of good people for you.
How hard is it picking really funny clips? Is that something you weigh in on?
No, it's, you know, good thing about the WWW of the internet, a lot of people post whatever they want, and it's, man. And then, you know, we did a contest where you send some stuff in, oh, my God. So, it's so much stuff we couldn't put, and I was begging the network to put it up, but, man, it's so much stuff. Jeez, it's crazy.
So there's no shortage of, like, fresh stuff? You don't worry about it getting owned yet?
No, not ain't no. Fishbowl did a great job. They own, like, 100 million clips already.
Oh, wow. Is there an issue with, like, do you have to get rights signed away, or how does that?
Well, no, they already own all those clips.
So. Oh, cool. Okay. Very cool. Were there any clips going along with the show, you know, as the show went on, did you say, no, that's not funny, get rid of it? Or was everything they presented pretty funny?
Everything was funny.
Okay. Very cool. Do you ever look at some of those videos and wonder if they're staged?
Yeah. Every now and then I do.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then. And then, you know, the hardest thing is, you know, coming up with the jokes for the videos.
Right. How long of a process is that?
It's, you know, sometimes, like, right away, and then other times you just have to make sure, like, it's the right joke. And then, like, you got to make sure you're not offending people, and it's just, you know,
yeah.
It's all day sometimes.
Right. I love how you guys address race and sort of played around with that. Can you talk about that, sort of how the people in the suburbs and other, like, funny titles and stuff came up? Was that something you discussed?
Say it again.
The people in the suburbs, instead of saying white people, black versus black people.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, because you got to be, you know, sometimes you have to be politically correct. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you can say certain things, sometimes you can't. So we just, you know, we just have to, like, word it different, but everybody knows what we're talking about. And you just have to realize that when you're watching a show, you have to have a sense of humor.
Right.
You have to have a sense of humor. If not, I apologize.
Well, I mean, true, but I also thought that it really worked because Gary sort of brings it together without it being, you know what I mean? It's not forced. I thought you guys handled it really well, like you would if you were just hanging out. It didn't feel like, yeah. So that was really, you handled it really well, I think.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So what else are we going to say? I mean, you guys are seemingly friendly in real life. I mean, you seem like friends. So, you know, sort of, are you going to play on that a lot, or on politics at all?
We do a lot of personal stuff, mm-hmm. stuff put together. And, yeah, we're all friends. You know, we shot a lot of stuff, and that was just like a rough cut of the first one. And I saw most of them, and I'm in the room on most of the editing. You know, good thing about me is I'm in there most of the time, so like I think I know what's funny, hopefully.
Yeah. How many episodes?
How many? Hold on, let me talk to the boss. How many episodes? I think 10. I'll make sure.
That's really cool. Now, this isn't your first foray into TV, but are you more excited about this versus some of the other stuff, or is it you just try it and see how it works? And...
I just try it, you know, see how it goes. I mean, I'm kind of different, you know. I'm kind of different. I'm more about you know opportunity mm-hmm. rather than about opportunity monetary.
Right.
Just like right. You know, doing things just for the love and just for the passion, you know, rather than, hey, let me do a show and see how much money I can make. You know, I started off with Shaq's Big Challenge,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the overweight kids, and then I went for, you know, Shaq Versus, and, you know, this is just about making people laugh, and we get a second season, good, if not, then I just go to the drawing boards and do something else. I'm not, you know, I'm successful, I'm educated, so I don't sit around the house and be like, hey, I need to make $1 million, let's create a show. That's not really what I'm about.
Yeah. I mean, you have a great attitude. You work as a commentator. How do you fit it all in?
You just have to.
Yeah.
You know, I just think, you know, it comes a lot for, you know, I've always been a humble person. So, you know, when you're humble, you can just sit back and reflect on things and just sit back and relax. So, you know, even though I do a lot, I'm not really busy. Like, I can wake up and, you know, look at my phone and be like, okay, I got to be here at 2, got to be here at 3. Let's mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Somebody told me the other day it could be worse. Like, I'm looking at articles all the time, and other people that used to do what I do, they don't really have it so good. So
yeah.
I realize I'm lucky, so I don't really take anything for granted.
Do you think the secret is, too, that you have this great sense of humor?
No, I think the secret is listening to my beautiful mother.
Mm. That's awesome. Has she seen the show? What does she think? Because this is a show you can watch with your mom.
Yeah, she saw someone. She's like, boy, you crazy.
So which show is funny, your show or Betty White's show? Have you seen it?
I love Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
So you think your show is funnier, or are you like, I'm not even going to try to compete?
I haven't really, you know, seen her show.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm not a hater. I wish her well. I wish her success. And I love her.
Who's funnier, old people, babies, or animals?
Who's funnier? Well, since I'm old now, I'm going to go with the old people.
That's awesome, Shaq. I really appreciate you making the time to talk to me.
All right. Thank you.
Wasn't that great? I love Shaq. He's so funny. He has his moments, right? He's pretty charming. Now is the part of the show where I thank you. Thank you so much to Theo, this amazing sound engineer. You know, I can't do the show without NPR West and without wonderful people like Theo and Leo, who cleaned up the audio to make sure that it was not as... It was so crunchy, folks. It was like cornflakes. So thank you to Leo for cleaning up. Thank you for Theo for putting it all together. He's awesome as well. And we have to thank our sponsor, Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West and production assistant and graphic artist Adam Janice. Thanks for listening.